Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike DeTillo along with Charlotte Long. We'll have a lot of stuff breaking throughout the next 3 hours, so we'll give it to you as it comes in quickly. Just in a few seconds, we'll have on with us Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network, getting us up to date on things happening at LSU, certainly with looks like a high-stakes game of poker. All chips in for Lane Kiffin, and nobody knows what will happen. We're just waiting for Lane to give that decision. Does he stay at Ole Miss? Does he go to LSU? Does he go to Florida? So with all that said, let's go to our talk and text lines. Bring in Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Network. Blake, I know ain't nothing going on right now, but, it is swirling pretty good. Man, the last 24 hours, certainly a whirlwind of events. Tell us what you've been able to find out, because there is no doubt this search is centered on one guy and one guy only, and it's Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, Mike. Oh, sorry. My bad. Mike. So, listen, just to give a timeline of just from my perspective here. So last Thursday we did a show in which I came out and said, you can go watch it if you'd like, or anybody wants to, where Mike, I had some pretty strong convictions in reference to things that I was hearing in reference to, I think LSU is about to offer Lane Kiffin the highest paid head coach in the country. And Mike, also in that last Thursday, show that we did, I had heard that they were probably going to promise more NIL than anybody, more than Florida, and by far more than Ole Miss. Now let's fast forward to right now. Mike, it's starting to come out, whether it be Dellinger or Football Scoop, who both have just in the last 5 minutes reported something that we talked about Thursday. So Mike, to go back there, I don't know how to not get political in this for this specific reason. Mike, I do think that the things that happened about a month ago from people around the governor's office, and people who give a lot of money to LSU and politically, weren't really excited. Now, Mike, in my former life before doing all this, you know, my circles were my circles in reference to what I used to do. And I'm just going to tell you, he made a lot of people mad. However, in making some people mad, it came to get people up to the forefront who do have money, who, from what I understand, are going to promise some of these things, whether on or off book. So whether right, wrong, or indifferent, LSU, from what I understand, is going to make him the highest paid head coach in the country if he accepts, and they promise more NIL than Florida. Now, Mike, what's really interesting in this, Florida people have told me, I don't have connections to inside Florida, so I don't know. They've said that they've matched this NIL guarantee or promise for current roster spots. But, Mike, from last Thursday when I guess we talked about it, when everybody was, you know, kind of up in arms, oh, we're not going to get him, whatever, he's staying, he's going to Florida. And, Mike, if you remember, everybody said he was going to Florida last Thursday.
Yep.
Mike, I got to be honest with you. It seems as if Scott Strickland, the athletic director at Florida, who's been really hands-on at NIL, asked Kevin O'Sullivan that I think he's kind of got his hands not wanting to move these things, to maybe promise some of these things. So, Mike, from Thursday to today and what I'm going to talk about on our show tonight, I feel pretty convicted in everything that I still stand on from last Thursday to right now. Mike, I think they're going for broke. And so think what you will about the 53 to Brian Kelly. I think that gets settled. I don't think that that goes to Discovery. I don't think he wants it to go to Discovery. And so, Mike, I think we sit where we sit, and I think that there are a lot of people with money around here, you know, big Bayou money, which yeah, I know you know about, are a little upset, and they put their money where their mouth is at the current moment.
I think one of the things, Blake, we've seen this a pattern with Coach Kiffin, and knowing somebody that knows him pretty well, he's made the comment, Mikey's brilliant, you know, maybe the best play caller that you'll see in college football, and his designs and how he does certain things. And but he's like, you know, at times, decisions on personal things have really kind of made him kind of left, right, in the middle, left. And he'll tell you something at 12:02 on a Monday morning, and at 5:12, it's different after kind of thinking it over a little bit. And we've seen that pattern. He was with the Raiders as a head coach. I mean, that wasn't going to work with Al Davis, not at Al's age, and things that sort of slipped with Mr. Davis at that time. And, you know, he gets cut loose. He spends 1 year at Tennessee, then he goes to USC. Okay, doesn't have great success there. He gets fired there. Then he goes with Alabama, and I think he had a tremendous influence on Coach Saban in transferring the offense from a mostly ground attack to a passing attack. But how he handled the end was really bad after he had accepted the head coaching spot. Then, you know, I'm not leaving South Florida. I'm not leaving South Florida. Next thing you know, he's at Ole Miss. A couple years ago, he played footsie with Auburn. Now it's the same thing, but now he's got two other teams. He's playing footsie. He's the hottest coach in the country right now. And I had an agent ask me this. Okay, what if he does end up at LSU? Do you think that that'll stop his movement? Just track his record. It has never been, you know, something I stay for a long period of time. So I think the intrigue is no one really knows but one cat, and that's Lane. He's going to make that decision one way or another. But it wouldn't shock me if he ends up wherever he's at, if he stays at Ole Miss, goes to Florida, goes to LSU. 2 years from now, you and I are talking about the same guy.
Yeah, I mean, look, I completely agree. I mean, Mike, he beats to his own drum. You know, he's got a real Louisiana feel to some of his staff. I mean, Mike, I'll just be blunt with you. When I was at Southeastern, I mean, a GA for us, and Pete Golding's now at
Pete,
DC.
Yep.
Yeah, and look, Mike, they beat you. Pete Golding, listen. He come a long way since doing laundry at Southeastern, I promise you that. You know, so, I mean, they beat to their own drum, and they don't care what you think. He ain't going to care what you think. And, Mike, the thing of the matter is that when he sits down at the end of this, maybe he does come to LSU or goes to Florida, and then he moves on, whatever NFL jobs come calling, who knows. I mean, I never thought a head baseball coach would leave in Tennessee and go to San Francisco, but that's, you know, you never know what it's going to bring. But, Mike, I also understand one thing, too. He is the best in-game play caller in the country, and I do think that you got to take the risk, personally. I mean, listen, you just fired a coach in 3.5 years. You're on your fourth Les, Ed, BK, and now whoever this one's going to be. I mean, Mike, you're on your fourth coach, and you haven't even gotten to a decade yet. You know, and so you get to a situation where, yeah, that might be true, but, Mike, we're going on our fourth coach in less than 10 years. So, you got to kind of take the risk, and you got to kind of take the good with the bad. I mean, Mike, here's another thing. He doesn't do a coach's show.
Nope.
Like, he's going to beat to his own drum. And to be completely blunt with you, I do think that LSU needs somebody who beats to their own drum and wants to win. You know, maybe I'm just off there, but that's how – I mean, look, he's my number one target. I think he'd kill it here. And, Mike, I do think that there comes some Louisiana flavor in a staff that would come with it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
No question, because, you know, I know he's close friends with Coach Orgeron. I think about when they went to Tennessee, Frank Wilson was on that staff with Lane Kiffin, right, and Coach O. Austin Thomas, who's what really the GM at LSU for football, his ties to Lane because he was at Ole Miss. And then you bring up Pete Golding. Man, you go to a high school sometimes when Pete was at Alabama, they knew Pete as well as some of the college head coaches because he, you know, he knew everybody and was connected. So there is a lot of connect the dots here with people associated with Louisiana and also with LSU and Kiffin.
Well, Mike and Sam Petito, who's the director of scouting now, was on that Saban staff. And, look, I don't know if this or people would want this out there. I don't think LSU was the only program when he was looking to leave Ohio State that was after him. Actually, I will confirm that. It wasn't. So, I mean, you do have Kevin Bolden that's also here. You know, I mean, the connection there is kind of in line and what they want to do. But, Mike, I really do think when this comes down to it, when it comes down to him, I'm sure family and everything's going to play a massive factor into this. Obviously, you know, the report said that his brother's wife was on the plane yesterday. But, Mike, I really think this comes down to NIL money. Who's going to have enough? Because, Mike, people forget 5 weeks ago when he ran to the podium and said, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, listen, if you want to beat Georgia, we've done some of this, but we got to recruit depth and develop depth. And then you talk about when he lost to Georgia a couple years ago. We're not going to win here until you start paying. And I do think that weighs on his mind, but the connection is here. You know, I mean, Mike, they didn't give him the money to keep Austin Thomas. They didn't probably pony up the money for guys like Sam Petito when it mattered. You know, the Pete Golding thing, God bless him. I mean, Mike, he kind of, you know, Pete was kind of in a situation where, you know, with the things that were reported that maybe he, you know, that was the only chance and Lane could take a chance on him because it's at Ole Miss, and it paid off for him. So I think that a lot of these frustrations, he can say that he's happy at Ole Miss, and I'm sure that he is. But, Mike, when it comes down to just the nitty-gritty, is Ole Miss going to start paying what these other schools are paying in a lot of different areas? You know, Mike, I mean, listen, you get away with the offensive side of things, but when it came down to, and he said this during the LSU week, which I'll vividly remember, they were after A.J. Halsey. And Lane Kiffin went to the podium and said, well, we couldn't outbid them. There were players we were after, and we couldn't get it because LSU just did whatever they wanted. What is that – when he sits on his – when he's laid down in the bed at night and he puts his head on the pillow, what does he think? Is it Florida? Is it LSU? Is it Ole Miss? I don't know, but I do think that he thinks about that the most.
Yeah, and I'll end it with this. He didn't think that way the year before. Look, all the guys he got out of NIL. Now, LSU was not feet first in that back then, but boy, did he land some big time guys. And you talk about one is Walter Nolan, who ended up being a first round pick of the Arizona Cardinals this past spring. Blake, thanks so much for joining us, buddy. Always appreciate your time and insights. And I think we'll be talking to you a little bit more because this is like chapter 3 of a 15 chapter book.
Hey, Mike, my accountant called me today and said that he hopes that this continues to Mardi Gras. So I hope everybody keeps messing up. So here we go.
Thank you, brother.
Anytime, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right. That was Blake Ruffino from the Are You Serious Sports Network. And he did report last Thursday that LSU all in, and a lot of it having to do with NIL money. Be interesting that if that comes to it. But again, Lane didn't complain about NIL the year before. Man, he had the top NIL class in the country in 2023.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.